There were plenty of Girl Scout cookies left on the tray when polls closed in Sitka Tuesday night, as good an indicator as any that turnout was low for the day. As of 8 p.m., only 648 ballots had been cast in precinct number 2, a little more than half of those cast in last year's election. Precinct number 1 also came up short with 582 ballots cast by the end of the day. Still, turnout was enough for voters to show a clear preference for Lawn Garrison on school board. The six-year incumbent was the top vote earner for the night with 824 ballots. Challenger Stephen Courtright received 318. Courtright says he ran to air issues that he thought needed to be aired. He does not consider the outcome unsuccessful.
Keeping Lawn Garrison on the board is in no way a loss. The man's experienced, he's passionate, he cares deeply, and I was glad to be able to run against somebody who I knew would do a great, at least as good of a job as I could do if I weren't elected, and I would have been happy to try to carry on in his shoes.
Lawn Garrison was not at Harrigan Centennial Hall to watch returns. He was presiding over a school board meeting. Aaron Swanson came out on top in the assembly race in his second shot at a seat. He took 668 votes. He attributes his success to the year he spent on the Police and Fire Commission learning the ropes. He wants to speak to a different constituency when he takes his seat next Monday.
I'm looking forward to being a different voice, a younger voice. Fortunately, Matt Hunter is younger than me, so we're a little bit used to the younger voices, so I'm excited to serve.
29 votes behind Swanson was Ben Miyasato. Miyasato is also a member of the Tribal Council, which is by no means light duty. He's glad voters thought he was up to the challenge.
I think that is a good compliment that they would think that I can do both duties at the same time. And as I've told others, that this is not setting any precedent. It's already been done before, so all I would be really doing is keeping an eye on both of them, and this is something I know I can do.
Miyasato was only 15 votes ahead of ballots cast for write-in candidates when both precincts came in, and many of those write-ins were likely for registered candidate Stephen Eisenbeis. But a canvas board was sworn in on election night specifically to count write-ins, and Eisenbeis ultimately polled 583 votes, 56 behind Miyasato. There are 77 absentee ballots to count in this election, so a difference of more than 15 or 20 votes is probably out of range for a candidate. Absentees will be counted by this Friday. And finally, the other big winner of the evening was Prop 1, which passed 859 votes to 350. The move will allow the city to pay off some outstanding school debt by extending the seasonal sales tax for a couple of years. The old Sitka Assembly will certify the results of the election at its next regular meeting, which has been moved to next Monday. The new Sitka Assembly will take its seat during the new business portion of that meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.